This is the Hip Hop African Podcast, a show that features interviews and discussions on African hip hop culture and artists. The show is produced in the Department of African Studies at Howard University in Washington, D.C. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, or Stitcher, or catch us on our website, hiphopafrican.com. So I want to thank Mohamed Amin Ben Lulu, who is a hip hop scholar and beat maker from Algeria, for joining the Hip Hop African Podcast. So thank you so much for agreeing to talk with us.
You're welcome all the time. It's be honored to do an interview with you.
Great. So I know we spoke before and you talked to the Hip Hop in Africa class, but could you discuss a little bit about kind of your interest in hip hop, your background in hip hop, and kind of some of the things that drew you towards hip hop culture?
Yeah, of course. Firstly, when I was a little kid, I was listening to a lot of song rappers, especially of Eminem, Mos Def. Of those are started listening after open market of open art market in Algeria after 10 years of civil war. But just I was listening that all. I wasn't really interested. But when I got to the university, and then start actually as I studied political science and start reading more about the history of the United States and the cultural historical actually been start interesting really about the hip hop culture historical movement, focusing so much about American Algerian relation. All that actually pushed me to do more research about hip-hop culture. So when I speak about the relation about the Black Panthers and the Frantz Fanon and Alain Mokhtari, all those those related to Algerian history, all those like make like a reference of a history of also to Algerian hip-hop culture. All that like push me to do more research, and more actually when I graduated in university about thesis entitled American Cultural Diplomacy, I took hip hop culture as a model. I tried to speak about hip hop diplomacy, also speak about the relation between hip hop and Islam, also focus more about the relation between hip hop culture and Algerian revolution. So all that like pushed me to do more and work so hard to give more to a hip hop culture.
Okay, so now I know that the link between the Algerian Revolution and the Black Panther Party is very strong, and I know there were some people from the Black Panther Party who actually moved to Algeria after Algeria's independence. So how strongly do you feel that the connection between Algeria and black movements in the U.S., how much do you think like the average person in Algeria knows? And is it something that is well known in the hip hop community in Algeria?
I'll be honest with you. Unfortunately, many of them doesn't know about that. Actually, there's no bad relation about between the hip hop culture and the Black Panthers. In my thesis, I found I speak maybe about a band called Algiers Band that like actually explode my mind. So how American from Atlanta, Georgia, named herself for Algiers? When I asked them about that, they asked me, they answered me that really inspired about the visiting of Black Panthers to Algeria after independence in 1962, and also the philosophy of Frantz Fanon about liberation here in Algeria, also about the movie the Battle of Algiers. Also even Mos Def, he used part of the movie in his song with Styrek. That's really a problem, and that's why I'm trying to give the Algerian people, especially Algerian youth, that really there is a relation between the hip hop culture and the Black Panther and Alain Mirti and Frantz Fanon. Also, we can speak more historically between of Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X. All those, also Muhammad Ali, all those actually affected and influenced about Algerian revolution. So many people didn't know about that, but as actually in my thesis, I speak about that. I'll give you more information that the Minister of Culture, Azim Yehoubi, actually demand for me to give him a copy of thesis, so can he maybe do more research, maybe in future give something or event or book or a gallery about the relation between the hip hop culture and the liberation movement.
And so, well, how easy was it for you to find that information in terms of finding information on that link between the Black Panther Party and Algeria? Were you able to find a lot of historical information?
Yeah, you can find, but in historically way more in artistic. If we focus in artistic, we find the Pan-African Festival. There's Algeria has the first Pan-African Festival that may be the only one historically you can find it. And the Black Panther, they participate in that event, big event. But more historically, you find like the relation, like and he said, the struggling between the Black Panther in Algeria when they spoke to Algerians, also the philosophy of Frantz Fanon. Also maybe a focus again in artistically, you find it in the lyrics of many rappers like Paris, like also Tupac. His mother was she was with the Black Panther also, but there's many authors who speak about this. Like I give an example, like Suhail Dolazai, Hisham Eidi, Suad Abdel Khabir. Maybe those are have books speaking about the relation between Algerian historically. Also, Sami Alim. All those speak about a relation between hip hop culture and historically liberation movement.
Yeah, Algeria was a key country in the liberation movements that took place in the 60s and 70s. And I know that like Eldridge Cleaver and Kathleen Cleaver and Pete O'Neill, they all lived in Algeria for a while. And so fast forward, when would you say hip hop really started to emerge in Algeria?
Actually, when I speak about emerged to France before we go to Algeria. And in 1918, when the African Bambaataa visited France to, after the official invitation by the Minister of Culture of France to do more event for in Paris and Marseille for immigrants, because after the a lot of immigrants go to the French, find France that they should bring a new experiment. Maybe the Bronx they already have, because Bronx they most of them are immigrants from many different cultures and different ethnicities, and for French or especially Marseille they have same problem. There are some violence, then criminals, a drugs problem. They bring the experience of Black of African Bambaataa to Marseille, and actually he succeeded for a little bit. When he created first Zulu nation in France, there was between them an Algerian. It's called Hakim Hakma, between the founder of hip hop culture in French and of Zulu nation French with the Lionel D, the DJ Dynasty, with them all those. You can say his first one bring. The one founder of hip hop culture in France, also in Algeria, because in his song it was an MC. In his song, was using some Arab samples, also some Arab Algerian words in his music. Actually, he's passed through in 2014, and there was some also though the people sing. So, and then also in 1982, it was first song called Julef Lin. About Algerian singer from Steve City using the same term of hip-hop the first time. But then, after a while, officially you can start the hip hop culture of Algeria in the first is 19th, in the same period, the beginning of the civil war. So the hip hop culture created in the middle of war, we can say, because many of them didn't have the right to speak or to express themselves and do the art by the Islamist extremely terrorist.
So you're saying that in Algeria, artists in the 1990s is when artists started kind of coming out in Algeria, but that was also during the Algerian Civil War?
Yes.
Okay. And so it was Muslim extremists who were, I guess, were against hip hop and against the youth speaking out in that way?
Yeah, it was really complicated between the government and the military and the extreme Islamists. So all those, there was civil. So the many of young people, especially the universities, they didn't have the right maybe to speak and maybe find the only way to speak, express themselves about through the hip hop culture. The MCing, the graffiti, also the beatbox and breaking. Yeah. Okay. Even we can note the name of the bands in that period. We find the group Dim, Blood, MBS, the Mic who break the silence. Also, there is a band called Antique. All those start really MCing in this period. And many of them said they're speaking about how the period they was living. So with that, we can discover, you can say, the nature of the Algerian hip hop culture. Most of them speak in politics and in social about people problems. So.
Okay, so then let me ask: would you, in terms of looking at kind of the consciousness in hip-hop in Algeria. So if you're looking, for example, in Senegal, a lot of the hip-hop is talking about, you know, politics and the elections, but they're also kind of talking about migration out of West Africa into Europe. Yeah. What are some of the things some of the themes that are prominent in Algerian hip-hop? What are some of the social and political issues that the artists are talking about?
Actually, I can say it's same because we can say we live in the same area. We all Africans and we suffer the same problem and same subjects we discuss. It's some subject you find it in Algeria, in Tunisia, in Morocco, even in Mali. All those speaking the same immigrants, drug, the war, all those can say we share the same problems. So we share the same subjects.
Okay, and I remember one of the questions I had asked was in terms of identification, and I know that, you know, in the class, some of the students were talking about North Africa in terms of whether or not hip-hop artists or people who are involved in hip-hop in North Africa, whether or not they identified kind of with this kind of as blacks or with the global black identity. You know, there was a perception that some people in North Africa identify as being Arab, and that's it. And they don't identify as being quote-unquote African or with being black. And so I'm kind of wondering what the connection do those in hip-hop in Algeria have to kind of black people globally?
Actually, Africa, there is two Africa. There is white Africa and there is black Africa. So maybe I speak on Algeria. Generally, we don't speak about the white and the black about this subject because because the nature of the Muslim country is unacceptable to speak about the racism. That generally, so we have actually the white and the black, especially the white of them living in the north, 90%, and the black Algerian black, especially living in the south. So maybe the last video I sent it to you about the Algerian that speak about the protesting is maybe he's black about also he's speaking in same language of black people. I can say, do you find different action, different culture, different ethnicity, even in different language? Because maybe you find the rap in the north is not same in the west or south. even the language. Maybe the rap who speak singing in Arabic, who speaking in Temazigh, who speaking in Tergit, or of the south of Algeria and the north of Mali is different. Maybe you find a different background in Algerian rap song.
Ah, okay. Okay, then that makes... Okay, so I understand that. So then, in looking at the protests that are happening now or that have been happening in Algeria, can you kind of speak a little bit about what's been happening in Algeria? Because I know, especially in the West, the news we get and the perspective we get is a very Western perspective. And so I've been interested to find out kind of what's happening. And I know that the president has stepped down. And so kind of what's happening in Algeria and what has been kind of the role of hip hop culture in some of the protests?
In Algeria, since February 22, Algerian population start protesting. They got the 5-term of Abdelaziz Bouteflika. And the first condition must be peaceful. But after Friday, there is many exchange. There is the resignation of Abdelaziz Bouteflika, and there the Minister of Defense demand to applicate the Article 102 from Constitution. Also, right now, under the two chamber of Assembly, formally confirm a vacancy of President of Abdelaziz Bouteflika, and must elect the chairman to be a president. Although it was like from the government, but from the people, they all demanded they must leave all, they must all go. From Bouteflika, from the minister who was with him, from all have the relation directly or indirectly with the past government. And demanding to put in jail all the businessmen who steal Algerian public money. Right now is living like a little bit complicated because the government trying to give a solution technically and constitutionally, but the people demanded they must leave all. And the biggest thing that the people that they didn't select their represent to get a negotiation with the government and refused to choose someone to speak in their name. That's really a problem. And the government, they didn't find who they were going to discuss or negotiate with. And the military trying to stay peaceful, to do not using the violence against innocent people. So now, living a really complicated situation. For this moment, there is president election in July 4. That's right now maybe a solution, but we have to be better. And for the role of the rappers, of all what is happening, maybe I can be a little bit give you more detail about this. Generally, the Algerian song rappers all the time give the hard critic to the government of the way doing. And many of them, they was the leader and the influencer to push the people to go out and express, because before they were afraid. And in 21 February, it means a day before protesting, there is a rapper, his name is ZK, who put the song in the mainstream. Right now, the first mainstream music that all the people listen is the rap. That's actually blew my mind. Before, they wasn't do that. Before they was listen to other type of music. But right now, the first thing influence this protesting is the rap song. Beginning from Sulkin, Rajam, Zian, Zadkal to the Balkano, and the list is long. Because you can say the Algerian rap song, they have the history of criticism against the government. That's maybe why most of them listening to the rap song and how they rule and just protesting.
And so then what do you see as kind of, you know, you mentioned the election coming up in July. So do you feel like that pressure or that critique or criticism of the government will continue throughout, you know, kind of the way that they carry out the elections? Because the question is, if the president has stepped down, but then the people who kind of are then coming in to assume positions, that they're coming from the same background in the same, you know, mindset and ideology,
yeah,
it seems like it's still going to be a problem.
Yeah, that is really a problem. And the people demanding to leave all, but technically it's impossible. We can't fire all the people in this government because I'm speaking about Algerian state institution. That's like something big. That's impossible. We can't leave all this institution without who their leaders. So it's a little bit unacceptable and complicated. So when people say they must go, all that's for me, it's something the mind it doesn't accept, because something is impossible to do it. Mm-hmm. We can't demand from all these people to go in the period of 3 months before the selection beginning. So at least we give the new temporary president to do election and we see what's going to happen.
Okay. Okay. Now, you also talked a little bit in terms of women in hip hop in Algeria. What has been like the history of women? Have they always been right there and participating in hip hop culture, or is that something that's fairly new?
Actually, there was from the beginning, there is Algerian female. She was with the hip hop culture, especially with MBS band, Muna. And later there was Raja. And there is a band called True Moonlight, also in 1998. Imagine in 1988, in the middle of extremism by the terrorists, they start singing rap. That's really brave. But they would, right now, there was some little bit female rappers. Actually, there is Sally, there is Linda Blackheart, there is so much female rap in Algeria, but generally we can listen to a little bit for their song because is the nature of Algerian community is Muslim, maybe is so much conservative, maybe a little bit afraid to rap in, because while the media present about the hip hop culture for women, for drugs, for something unacceptable in our community. But personally, I'm so optimistic about this new generation. I'm definitely sure we can find the new female MCs. They are coming to do more song.
Okay. And so in terms of looking at the conversation around Islam and hip hop, I think it's been interesting seeing different perspectives. So in places like Senegal, there, you know, where it's also predominantly Muslim, there is a relationship with the artists and Islam. Whereas when you, or Muslim leaders, but when you look, for example, in East Africa and Tanzania specifically, there has been criticism from Muslim leaders of hip hop and, or, you know, kind of music, dancing, you know, period. And so is there that in Algeria? What is the relationship between Muslim leaders and hip hop? Are, you know, is there an acceptance of it? What are some of the views?
Actually, Kane is same. The Muslim leaders are against all kind of hip hop culture. Personally, I live this thing because even my family is from Muslim background, but doesn't accept what I am doing, especially my community. Maybe we can find something the difference between North Algeria and South of Algeria. In the North, maybe a little bit more open. But in South, they are so conservative people. If they see you to do a breakdancing, they maybe be afraid of you, or they maybe bring American culture to them. The foreign policy of United States against Iraq, against all those, maybe build a negative image of American culture.
Okay. All right. It's definitely interesting kind of having those conversations, because they've been so diverse depending on, you know, who I'm talking to, where they are, and so forth. And so you're still doing research on hip hop. Like, what are you doing now? I know you have done some research, but what is the status of kind of what you're doing now?
Right now, I have actually started a new project. Actually, right now I met... I met the Algiers band. They come here to Algeria, and I meet them because they were part of my study. And now they met the Minister of Culture after he demanded my thesis and read about them and start asking about them. Right now, I start maybe a new project to bring them maybe in future, and sometimes start research about Algerian revolution, especially the Battle of Algiers and American history between Frantz Fanon, because Algiers band, they, one of the most reference is Fanon and the Battle of Algiers. So I'm starting researching about the relation between Frantz Fanon and some Algerian diplomat like Mohamed Sahnoun, Mohamed Yazid, Mohamed Mubarak Elmili. Also start focusing about Alaa Mekhtfi, this American woman, this brave American woman. She was one important try to convince the UN about Algerian case, start new relation between Algeria and Kennedy. And Kennedy is play a positive role to Algerian case.
Mm.
Yeah. So I'm trying to do a little bit more deep research. Also in this research, I'm trying to, because focusing the Battle of Algiers, why Mousdev put the part of the movie in his song. Also, an Algerian rapper is MBS, of a fondator of hip-hop. And here in Algeria, also he has a song named The Battle of Algiers. So there is a strong relation, Mousdev, one the leader and the beginning of the MC United States. Also, MBS is the leader and the beginning of the fondator of MC in Algeria. And the both using the part of the movie of the Battle of Algiers in their song and speaking that about this philosophy. So a little bit do more research. I'm searching same time because my thesis about it was about hip hop diplomacy. I tried the role why the State Department sending exchange program in hip hop. Like reading some articles like Mark Cade and Tony Blackman and Mrs. Simone Jacobson. I speak about them, I speak about the rule of hip-hop diplomacy. But what most criticism I get from the Minister of Culture and some my teacher at university, actually, I didn't leave this experiment. I just was reading books, reading articles, doing some interviews with people who participated in this program, but personally, I didn't leave. So I'm trying searching, maybe if I found the program or find any invitation actually to participate in exchange program about hip-hop diplomacy, so I can do with my teacher. My teacher, her name is Abra Hafida. She is the first Algerian had academic research in rap in Algeria, entitled The Political Values in Algerian Rap Song. That's her title. So actually, I'm trying, sometimes hoping.
All right. So I think that, you know, is pretty much it. I definitely want to, you know, thank you. Is there anything that I haven't talked about or that we haven't discussed that you, you know, want to?
Here in Algeria, start my teacher, how they can like create some class about hip hop culture here in Algeria, because right now, if any student want to study about hip hop culture, definitely be rejected. Like me, when he gave it, when they proposed the title for my university, they thought I'm crazy. So how you can speak about hip hop and the diplomacy? It's something like and the mind unacceptable. But the many teacher refused to step with me, but finally someone, he gave me my freedom to do whatever I want. And so many others, they're facing the same problem.
Okay, so you're saying that, you know, within academia, in terms of students who are wanting to do research, that they're often, you know, not allowed or prevented because, you know, to do your research, especially if you're doing a thesis or what have you have to permission.
Actually, mm-hmm. When I graduate, my teacher, they try to speak to administration of the university. If there are any chance to give me, like, a scholarship to continue my research, or they maybe give you a special thing that they don't. Still, they think that's maybe is unacceptable how you can speak about hip hop diplomacy. It's still unacceptable. They don't give some supporting to this stuff. That's our big problem.
Mm. Okay. All right. Yeah, I think it's interesting because in terms of looking at African studies in general, I know that there's been a resistance to hip hop. And I think it's things are changing because there's more stuff being published. But I think for a while and still to some extent, there's this resistance to taking hip hop seriously or looking at the serious social and political discussions that are being had within hip hop and the social and political importance of it.
Also, there is a problem that we don't find collaboration event or festival in hip-hop culture. Maybe most of them go to Europe, but when something also demand why we don't do a collaboration with between Africans and Africans. So we don't have, maybe you find the hip-hop festival here in Algeria. If they do event about maybe a week event of South Africa, we find all kind of arts, but the hip hop culture we don't find it, or even our artists we don't find maybe the collaboration MCing on collaboration show between Senegali or between Algerian or between Morocco and Ghanaian. Actually, all this we don't find it, and that's problem.
Yeah,
there is some singers like Jam, Sadiq Demokratos, that are traveling to Africa to try to do collaboration there, but just 1, 2, or 3 maximum. We don't find more.
Yeah.
About hip hop culture, actually, we don't find it. We don't find it so much, and we try how to do more collaboration between the hip hop community in Algeria and hip hop community in Senegal or Tanzania or South Africa. So that's really a problem.
It is. I know when I will ask artists sometimes who they listen to or who were some of the artists that they've worked with, it's always either artists from their country or artists from the U.S. And it's never, you know, a Ghanaian artist saying, oh, I'm, you know, a fan of this Kenyan artist or this Algerian artist. And so it's, you know, it's definitely a problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you again. You're definitely welcome. Glad. This was fun.